Today's reading is Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 48. Then Peter began to speak. I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely, no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Last week, as we moved on in the book of Acts, we thought about how Christian community is for everyone, for all. And if you were listening carefully to that reading from Acts 10, you'll have picked up that that word all appears a lot. God intended everyone, whatever their background, whoever they are, to be able to belong to the global Christian family, his family, the family of God. We also learned last week through Philip's meeting with the eunuch that when God calls us to do something, even something really difficult, we can do so knowing that God has our back. He has prepared the way in advance and we have the Holy Spirit with us at all times. Today's reading from Acts 10 now switches our attention to Peter, but it really reinforces this same message. Up to this point, if you read back in Acts, Peter has been carrying all the preconceived ideas and values of his religious and cultural background. In his case, the privileged position of Jews compared to Gentiles. But though coming to know Jesus and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in his life, Peter now is gradually beginning to shake off all that problematic thinking, all that wrong thinking. As he declares in verse 34, I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him. It must have been hard, mustn't it, for Peter, after a lifetime of avoiding having too much to do with anyone that wasn't a Jew. But he'd received this really clear message from God through a vision that had happened earlier, just read back in Acts. And he now knew that there could no longer be any barriers. Peter also sees and experiences how the Holy Spirit also acknowledges no human barriers, but is present in everyone. And this was promised, which refers in the passage to prophets. It was promised by Joel when in chapter 2, verse 17 of the book of Joel, it says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. The Holy Spirit is God himself, one of the Trinity, one God in three parts. And just as Jesus was God in human form, the Holy Spirit is God's powerful presence on earth now, taking the place of Jesus after he returned to heaven. And here we have it, these new converts in the early Christian church, living proof of the power of the Holy Spirit extending beyond all human boundaries that we can possibly create. Verse 45 of our reading, the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. This Thursday is Ascension Day in the Christian calendar, the day when we celebrate Jesus leaving the earth and being taken up to heaven. It's a day of celebration because while there could be sadness at marking the day that Jesus leaves us, leaves the earth for good, he didn't leave us alone. Just before he goes back up to heaven, he assures his disciples, and we can read this in Luke 24, verse 49, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. There are some that hold the view that the Holy Spirit can only come into your life after baptism, and that's probably an interpretation that's come from when Jesus was baptized. As Jesus was in the water being baptized by John, his cousin, John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove. But today's reading, much like last week's reading about the eunuch's conversation, shows very clearly that this cannot be the case. We don't have to wait until a physical baptism before we can encounter and experience God through the Holy Spirit. It was after they did things like speaking in tongues that Peter recognised that nothing could stand in the way of them being baptised. So in this case, it's very much Holy Spirit first, baptism second. And I guess that sums up the main point, really, that I wanted to draw out today. It really is and has to be Holy Spirit first. All our preconceptions, all our man-made hierarchies, any expectations we have of how religion or faith should be practiced, absolutely everything is secondary to allowing God into our lives and working in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Once we've taken that step to believe in God, our Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, everything else just falls into place. Our unhealthy attitudes and beliefs can be remoulded into positive ones. Any barriers we may have put up, like Peter's, can be removed, wiped away. When should we be baptized? It doesn't matter. Even if we should be baptized, even if we have the potential to be baptized, there are parts of the world where being publicly baptized as a Christian is pretty much impossible. All of that is way less important than God and the Holy Spirit baptizing us. I so often hear people expressing concern or frustration that the Holy Spirit isn't doing something specific for them. Today's passage talks about people speaking in tongues, which is basically miraculously speaking in a language that you've never learned. And it can be a language from somewhere else in the world, a real language, an earthly language, or it can be a heavenly language, one that's not spoken on earth routinely. You may or you may not have had the experience of speaking in tongues, either doing it yourself through the Holy Spirit or seeing it happen among others. A friend of mine, referring to this chapter in Acts, used to say how he didn't think he could really be a Christian because he'd never spoken in tongues, even though he so desperately wanted to and was praying for that gift. And it was a massive problem for him. But if anything, Acts 10 is telling us to just get rid of expectation. There are no rules about when and how the Holy Spirit does things. And if you read about the Holy Spirit elsewhere in the Bible, you'll see that the Holy Spirit works in many different ways and usually very differently with different people. There are lots of other gifts of the Spirit, some obvious in a person's life, others less so, the things we can't see in them necessarily. There's things like wisdom, knowledge, and faith, for example. And then there are also fruits of the Spirit, like love, patience, and kindness, those things that come from allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And we can explore those things in more detail as we rapidly head towards Pentecost, the day of big celebration at the fact that we do have the Holy Spirit in our lives on earth today. Peter started out by having set preconceived ideas of what a relationship with God needed to be like, what rituals and rules had to be kept, and who could and couldn't be part of God's family. But God transformed his thinking completely. And sometimes we just need to know where our barriers are, where our preconceived ideas are, where our man-made rules are affecting the way we operate on a daily basis. And sometimes we just need to be ready to hand all our thinking to God and to allow it to be transformed, changed completely. And only God knows those areas that need complete transformation and can actually set about doing it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Just hand it all over, hand it to God.